Welcome to Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture. This five-part series is a collaboration between Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, Jack Straw Productions, and photographer Doug Plummer. Today's episode is Settling in the U.S. with Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore.
So we're going to talk about your project. Yep. Here's this for you.
Kids and tutors are arriving at the Somali Youth and Family Club in South Seattle. Somali kids can come here to get help with homework and for guidance with the American school system. This year, the club took on a special project to put on two performances, including the premiere of a play about Somali culture.
There's lots of people you might recognize.
After School Help is one of many services for refugees offered by the Somali Youth and Family Club. Washington is home to around 30,000 Somali refugees. The ongoing civil war, which began in 1991, has caused thousands to flee the country. Hamdi Abdul is co-founder and director of the Somali Youth and Family Club. She came to the U.S. in 1995 with her husband and five children. Many Somalis arriving in the U.S. have no English language skills and limited resources.
There was a great need for help. You know, here at Crescent Point, we live in an unincorporated area where you don't belong to the city. And the people here are refugees and they don't get the service they need, like the other people who are within those city limits.
Hamdi says that people arriving in the U.S. can feel as displaced as they did back home.
The refugee community felt that, again, they are like in a refugee camp where there is no service, where they don't belong to the state that is hosting them.
The club serves refugees in many ways.
Helping with homelessness, helping with social services like, you know, the citizenship, helping with, you know, filling forms. Most of the people don't speak the language and they don't write.
The majority of clients come from Renton, Kent, Tukwila, SeaTac, and Skyway. The Somali Youth and Family Club created a new play as a way for them to embrace their Somali identity while they learn about their new culture. It presents the difficulties a young couple can face being from different clans. It can be difficult for people to talk about cultural issues like clanship.
But when it's a play, it's a way of showing without any cost to your feelings.
Hamdi talks about what Somalia was like before the war.
All the tribes are next to each other, kind of tribal neighborhood and peaceful coexistence and intermarriage and helping each other and supporting each other. But after the war, that's when the clash happened.
Hamdi helped clarify how the conflict escalated in Somalia.
It's the people who are sharing the power, who are fighting for the power. So they influence others to either hate each other or to fight each other or to chase each other for that, you know, power sharing. But otherwise, the common and ordinary man, they are not different than us. They are simple and nice people who are looking for peace and stability.
While life in Somalia remains unstable, Hamdi is making a difference to Somalis here in the U.S.
Help the kids, help mothers, help the family, strengthen the family, make sure that they don't lose their precious heritage.
Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture was produced by Jack Straw Productions in collaboration with Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, and photographer Doug Plummer, with funding support from the Washington State Arts Commission. Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore, engineer Tom Stiles, executive producer Joan Rabinowitz. To learn more, visit us at jackstraw.org.